Good morning, everyone, and welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I'd like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm, and we're going to try to prove it today as we get into a lot of topics. If you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Plenty of resources there. You can download reports, information on everything from taxes to estate planning, to investments and income planning. And again, that's what it's about for retirement. Or if you want to chat, sign up for our newsletter. Always about being a resource and giving you items that are going to make a difference and hopefully increase your success rate in retirement. You know, there's been a lot of things, again, want to get into. This week I've seen it a number of times. I just wanted to touch upon this. And this was an interesting article. It talked about the average worker thinks retirement will cost them $1.8 million a year. $1.8 million in accumulated assets. That's what they need to get to, this number. And so I always question sometimes, okay, how, where does this come from? We're going to explain that in a second. Also, there's three Social Security rules that kind of fall into this discussion we're going to have today. You may not know about. And I think they're very informative. We want to get into that. As always, this is what it's about. You know, it's not about one thing. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's about having a plan. And so let's start with this whole idea of growing a pile of money, which is average worker thinks retirements will cost them $1.8 million. And this is from the Motley Fool. But this was a Schwab survey. It said longer life expectancies and the cost of living mean the average worker now expects to spend $1.8 million in retirement. This was a recent Schwab study. And I don't know if you feel the same way, but I kind of say, okay, why? How do you figure this out? Now, everybody's situation is unique. That's why these things can be problematic and I think to a certain extent can be somewhat of a trap. But it says the average male, 66, lives 18 and a half, female, 18 and a half years, female. Average female lives 21 years, so they round it to 20 years. So here's how they come to this number. You're going to live potentially, on average, an average of 20 years. And then they said the average person needs about $60,000 a year. Now, again, this is 20 times 60,000, that's 1.8 million. Or sorry, that's 1.2. Then they say, well, with inflation, you need 1.8. Not the most precise analysis, I would argue. The other problem with this analysis, again, I'm all for trying to get to a number. I'm all for systematic contributions, you know, to your 401k, to investing, to saving. But there's so much more to it. And the problem with some of this is what happens if you live longer, right? It's the average age, but what happens if you live another 10 years? What happens if the market is down? What happens if tax rates go up in the future and now you have to give more to your partner? We're going to talk about taxes coming up. What happens if a spouse has a long-term illness? And then you have to come out of pocket $80,000 a year. It doesn't address any of those things. So you see why I say this is so much more. And you know, most people think, and unfortunately with some of these things, think achieving some kind of savings goal is crucial for retirement. But the truth is, it's more important, and this is what I'm going to get to here, we're going to spend a little time on it, is to have a strategy to generate income in retirement. A savings goal is not a plan, because we don't know how long the money's going to last. So when we talk about creating income in retirement, well, certainly one of those income pieces is Social Security, right? Regardless of the $1.8 million, your Social Security comes in at any age. It comes in for the rest of your life, whether you live another 20 years after age 66 or you live another 30 years after 66. Because think about it. Are you confident going 25 or 30 years without a paycheck? So this is why this stuff is so important. You know, Social Security, and this was this article, so I want to talk about a couple of rules, and I think this may be helpful. Lawrence Kotlikoff, who I've mentioned before, has written a great book. If you ever want to get it, it's called Get What's Yours. And I'm going to offer the Social Security decision report here as well. So I want to offer some of this information to you so you have it in your hands and some income planning strategies to recreate income you can't outlive. But Lawrence Kotlikoff says there's over 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook. And here's three of them that, again, hopefully this will be helpful to you as you look at your Social Security that you may not know about. The first is you can undo your filing once in your lifetime. You aware of that? Claiming Social Security, it's a lesser-known fact that filers have a one do-over, so to speak. If you decide within a year that you regret your decision to claim benefits earlier, you can withdraw your application and pay back all and start over. Okay? So some of us who maybe have just started, because keep in mind, when you take a lower benefit, you lock into that benefit. That's an irrevocable decision. You can take it as early as 62, but that's the lowest benefit that you'll have for the rest of your life. And so think about that may be an option for you. The other thing is you can suspend Social Security benefits. And to start, are you aware of that? You can actually stop your benefits. This was in an ARP article. They said you can stop your benefits. So, for example, if you're 65 or 66 and you say, you know what, maybe I should have let the benefits continue to run. It's too late. I've locked in. Well, there are some options here. And this is saying you can voluntarily suspend or do what's called a withdrawal of benefits. Your benefits during the suspension, your delayed retirement credit, which will boost your benefit by 0.2% for each suspended month, or 8% over the suspended year. So if you stop it at 66 and let it go more, that 8% delayed retirement credit kicks up again. And so now you can increase your benefit. Let's say you decide to go back to work. Let's say you decide you want it to be a little higher during your lifetime. You figure, okay, I need to stop this. You can do it. That's an option. I just want you to be aware of that, because I had a discussion with someone that came in the other day, and we had these options. I said, go to your Social Security Administration. You can schedule an appointment there. Certainly, you need to go to SSA.gov and get your benefits. But keep in mind, I had someone again come in the other day, and they had the one spouse had, and I'm going to get into this coming up. I want to talk a little bit more about it. But one spouse was going to wait till 70, which is good. They're going to have a $48,000 benefit. The other spouse is going to have a $36,000. They're going to buy $80,000 in Social Security benefits. This is important stuff to know. And so we're not trying to get to $1.8 million. That $1.8 million, if you get to that two plus, imagine if you could have all the income you needed. And I'm going to get more examples on the other side here. But also have then the investment piece where you can pull money out, and the market isn't going to dictate how comfortable you feel during your lifetime. If you want this, I want to offer the income planning packet. It includes the worksheets. It includes the Social Security decision. It digs in a little bit more, and these are ideas for you. It includes maximizing income retirement. This is where it's at. If you want to get that information, we'll get it out to you. 630. This is the income planning packet. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. It provides the process and the steps to put an income plan in place. And this is important stuff, because imagine, again, if you can have this, this is the cornerstone. You have that. Now we can start going on these other pieces, which we're going to talk about. How do I minimize taxes? How do I protect my investments? How do I have an investment plan? Now we've got a plan. This is what it's about. For those of you that want to take advantage of a personalized analysis, we do a taking your numbers specific to you. We run the Social Security analysis. We run a complete retirement planning analysis. We'll get into everything from a portfolio analysis to the taxes to the income planning. If you want to sit down with me personally, there's no cost or obligation. Give us a call or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Again, you can call us as well, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Coming up, we have a lot more to get into on the income planning side, as well as taxes, the market. We have a lot to talk about. You're listening to Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a retirement planning firm. We do everything from active money management to estate planning. We do income planning, tax planning, of course. That's all what it's all about. You know, as I say, I like to talk about being complete. It's not about one thing. And specifically, I started the program today talking about this article, and I've seen it on two or three different stations, as well as the financial stations, talking about getting to this number. And it was a Schwab study. It's interesting. You come out every so often. It said the average worker thinks they need $1.8 million to retire. And so, it's, you know, how do you come up with these numbers? What does that mean? And I always say we always have to be very careful, because there's a big difference between income planning and getting to a number, growing a pile of money and picking at it. That can be problematic. What happens if the market drops 30%? I don't know if it's going to, but is that going to be a problem? It could be. What happens if tax rates go up? What happens if you live longer? If you need $50,000 a year more out of your retirement funds, this $1.8 million, you know, and you live another 4 years, that's $200,000 more you need. And it's not even factoring in inflation. That's a whole nother discussion, which we'll get into. But this is why I always talk about creating, or talked about, I should say, many times about creating an income plan. I talked about one of the pieces of that is Social Security. By the way, if you want that packet, I offered the income planning packet. It includes maximizing income in retirement, the ideas of creating income you can't outlive. It includes the Social Security decision. It includes the budget worksheet, which I would say is a start of the process. This was from a Transamerica retirement survey. It said 68% of retirees have not completed a budget of anticipated income and expenses, according to Fidelity. And so it's interesting when we say, do you even know what you need in retirement? Remember, expenses don't go away. You still have health care expenses. You have property taxes, especially in the state of Illinois. You may have a mortgage, right? Food, clothing, all these things, and hopefully some of the fun stuff. So that's what I say. Let's think about creating income you can't outlive. Social Security, I think there's around 71 million recipients. We're peak 65 this year. There was an article on that. More people turning 65 this year than ever. And before, 11, 12,000 people a day turning 65. So we want to understand our Social Security. There was an interesting article. Forbes came out and said the average person loses up to $111,000 in cumulative lifetime benefits because of their Social Security claiming strategy. So we talk about understanding some of these options that are available to you. I mentioned some of these rules that you may not know about, which is you can suspend your benefits if you want them to keep growing at 8%. Keep in mind the larger benefit stays with the surviving spouse. So, you know, we want to be aware of, as I said, I had a couple that came in here recently. She wants to retire before the end of the year, okay? And we're going to test their plan. And so we're going to take a look at some numbers, and that's part of this whole process where I run a complete analysis. We test their plan. I include inflation. I factor in taxes. I factor in market volatility, right? Factoring in all these things. And so they can see and have an idea where they stand. You're never going to get to the number, but we need to understand where we stand relative to our investments. Now, he's going to continue to work. He said he likes to work. He's going to work till 70. And so he's going to defer his Social Security. His Social Security is going to be about $48,000 by the time he retires. This is good planning. I'm still going to run the analysis for him because she could technically defer hers till 70 as well. She may turn it on as soon as she retires. And that's another thing. It was one of these three Social Security rules to be aware of. You know, you can work and still collect benefits at the same time. If you are full retirement age, so if you were born in 1960 or later, full retirement age is 67. If you were born in 1958, 59, it goes down by 2 months. So it'd be 66 and 10 months, 66 and 8 months. I'm sorry. These are the rules. They get always, anytime you get in government rules. So whatever your full retirement age is, once you hit full retirement age, you can start taking Social Security benefits without a penalty. So in other words, this in this example, which I'm going to run this analysis from, I'm going to say what would happen if you worked and took Social Security benefits at the same time. You're at full retirement age. There's no penalty. So I just want you to be aware of that. You may choose to continue to defer it, but if you're 67 or 66 in 10 months, whatever your full retirement age, depending on the year you were born, you can turn on Social Security benefits. There is no penalty. None. Now, it could be taxable, which we're going to talk about. There are ways to try to get it tax-free, but understand how this whole Social Security claiming strategy works. And we're going to run the analysis for them, so they're going to see the numbers. It's not going to be based on opinion. That's why this stuff is so important. So you can at least say, I always say when I sit down with someone, you know, there is no perfect answer to a lot of these things, I should say. But you know what? If you do the due diligence, you look at the information and you make an informed decision, you're not going to look back and regret and say, you know, I really didn't do the analysis here. So that's why, you know, I'm a little animated when we talk about some of these things. This claiming strategy is pretty important. Remember, the higher one stays, if a spouse passes away, one of the benefits goes away. And so this is important in our whole income planning piece. As I said, knowing when to claim your benefits, it's one of the most important pieces of your claiming strategy. And the traditional rules, there's over 2,700 rules. We need to understand how they work. You know, a spouse can take their benefits. You know, there's ways we can do, you understand the spousal benefits. A lot of moving parts here. So we want to understand how these work. Let me do this again. I'm going to offer that Social Security decision report. I included in the all income plan package. I didn't get into the other types of things like looking at annuities, understanding your pension. Maybe I'll talk about those again in the next, if I get a chance, a few minutes. These are all income pieces. These are income, things that come in regardless of the market. You know, this $1.8 million target. Doesn't matter what your savings is. Doesn't matter what your investments. It's great to have it, but if you have income coming in every month, the paycheck's coming in, and you live those 30 years, guess what? You have a paycheck coming in every month. Isn't that a good thing? And so this is something I wanted to offer you. If you want that packet, it has the budget worksheets. It's also an income and budget worksheet, so it's designed for that. You can download it and use it. I'll also include the income planning packet plus the Social Security decision and the tax-free ideas because they all work together. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Look, everybody's situation is unique, and I understand that. And so if you want something that's personalized, that's customized to you, I always say throw everything in a box. Come on in. We'll go through it. We'll run the Social Security now, so you'll get to see it. It's a terrific software. It runs it. I didn't dial it, but I wish I did. But it shows a side-by-side analysis depending on when you take your claiming strategies. It's going to help in the decision process. I think it's a great thing to do. We'll include that in the overall retirement analysis, you know, in the tax planning, all of it. So if you want to take advantage of that, a customized, a full, complete customized retirement plan, you meet with me personally, Tom Fortino, let us know. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can go to our website as well, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time there. Send me an email if you have questions or want some any information. We'll customize it for you. Coming up, we have a lot more to get into on the other side. You're listening to Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area. If you want to give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you want some of the information I've offered, again, I've offered the opportunity to come in and do a complete analysis. I had someone the other day that said, I heard you a number of times. I heard you. I kept saying, I got to do this. Procrastination is, you know, one of the biggest obstacles. Well, I'm going to say, I'm going to make a commitment to this. I'm going to say it's the biggest obstacle, which it is if you don't act. But he said, you know, it's just, and I figured, I'm just going to do this. So he scheduled a time, and it was really great because, you know, I always say I'm blessed because I get to see all the hard work that's gone into this. And then it's about, okay, how do we bring this all together to create income you can't outlive? Ideas to minimize taxes, show you where you stand so you're confident going into retirement and have a plan. And so if you want to, again, get some of this information, I focused on income planning. I'm going to pivot into some tax planning. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. I will send out the income planning packet. I will include the tax strategies and tax-free strategies as well, so you can they couple together well, as you'll see as we talk about it. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, as I said. And if you want something specific, please let us know. I'm going to try to get into some on a tax planning standpoint, too. Not just taxes during your lifetime, but also taxes in the estate planning arena. Tax Cut and Jobs Act is going to end right now, based on current law. Next year, 2025, is the last year for these lower tax brackets. So I want to get into that. In fact, usually I hear the number, it's Tax Freedom Day is coming up, or it's passed. You hear this, it varies, but it's usually the first 5 months or towards the end of the fourth month. The average worker, if they sent their entire paycheck to the government starting January 1st, right around this time, this would be the day they'd have to work before they get to keep any of their own money. So imagine if everything to cover your taxes, everything went on the paychecks. And now, going forward, you get to keep 100% if you paid everything up front. You know, there was a suggestion. Someone said, you know what they should do? They should have you not only not have withholding, have you have to cut a check to the government, number one. Number two, it should be right after the election. So on election or the day before the election, either way, they should switch that around. I think that's a good idea. But, you know, the point when we get into taxes, and I'm a big proponent of tax planning. Look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. I think we do a good job, and we talked about getting to this number. Yeah, that's part of it. But we also want to include the income planning, the tax planning, the asset protection, protecting from unforeseen or unfortunate events, and then having an estate and legacy plan. But taxes can play a huge role, and certainly in this generation of retirees. You think about it, our national debt is approaching $35 trillion. You know, they came out with a budget, $2 trillion. They're talking about raising tax rates. If you've been watching the some of the election, you know, they're coming out with some of these proposals of, okay, we're going to increase the corporate tax rate. We're going to increase the top marginal tax bracket. We're going to increase. And it's like, enough with the taxes. But where do you think tax rates will be in the future? And so if tax rates go higher as you enter or are in retirement, you can be left with a significantly smaller nest egg. We just want to be and understand this difference between tax preparation and tax planning. Also, I want to get into tax diversification. But that's why I write these reports, because it gives you the opportunity to sit down and read through them and then mark them up. If you have questions, you can do more research on your own. You can reach out to us. But at least if I plant the ideas of, okay, here's our things. Are you aware of these things that you can do these things? I had somebody in here the other day, you know, they were phased out of Roth IRA contributions. Their income was too high. They're still working. They have a couple more years. So I explained to them, I said, you know, the Roth 401k, there's two differences between a Roth 401k and a Roth IRA. Let me make one quick comment. Roth IRAs are the kind of the simplest, you know, that's number one. It's okay. There we go. That's an easy one. You can put up to we're in 2024. You can put up to $8,000 per year per person if you're age 50 or over. So a couple could put $16,000 to an account right now. Now, you can also do depending on your income, I think you're phased out as a couple, and this couple came in at 238. I think it's 238 or 240. The numbers just changed, so I'm sorry. I may be off by a little bit. But their income was above that, so they couldn't contribute to a Roth IRA. There's ways to do it. We won't get into that right now. But I said your Roth 401k, two differences. Number one, the contribution is $30,500 versus $8,000. So you can put a higher amount in. And oh, by the way, it's not income tested. Doesn't matter. You can make $1 million a year. You can still contribute to the Roth 401k. And so he's going to start doing that, right? So he can put some money and pay on the seed, not on the harvest, as I said. And he's in a 24% marginal tax bracket. This is why you see how these things fit together. And this is how I advise people. I want them to understand, well, why am I doing this? Well, I said, look, you can pay the tax. You can put the money in pre-tax today. Pay no tax on it. It's going to go in. Won't go on your 1040. But guess what? You will pay tax on that contribution at some point in the future at a tax rate. We don't know what that's going to be. You will pay tax on all of the growth. And whatever that, you know, whatever it grows to, you will have required minimum distributions. It will be used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. It could also impact your Medicare premiums. Again, required minimum distributions at a point where you may not want them, and it goes to your spouse and children, and they pay tax on it. Or you pay the tax today, whatever your tax bracket is. You will never pay tax on that contribution. The growth is tax-free the rest of your life. There's no required distributions. It's not used in the Medicare premium. There's no RMDs. And on and on. And it goes to your children and grandchildren tax-free. How about that? So you see why we make, again, it's getting back to this whole thing which I talked about with Social Security. We're making informed decisions, separate from getting to $1.8 million. That's important. So let me offer these. There's other ideas in here, after-tax 401ks, non-deductible. Again, I can't get into everyone. HSAs, health savings accounts, all tax-free, 100%. Do you know if all of your money was in a Roth, you pay no taxes at all? In fact, all of your Social Security be tax-free. That's a true statement. Okay. We may not get there, but I mentioned procrastination before. Let's stop procrastinating. Let's do some things here. It's tax preparation versus tax planning. The big difference. Let's stop just doing the tax preparation and put that time has passed. I know we want to forget about it. Let's not forget about it. Let's start doing things. If you want that again, I'll get it out to you, this whole packet, tax planning as well as the income planning packet, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you have specific questions on your situation or you want to email us or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, please, I will respond. I always do. If you want to email me, if you have a question, send it to us, or if you want to schedule a time to chat or come in. You know, if you want to come in and do a much more complete, a deep dive, a look under the hood, I just looked at, again, this is why I tell people, throw everything in a box. They brought their trust in. We have an attorney that looks at the trust. We reviewed that. Their estate planning documents. Looked at their tax return. Where was their marginal tax bracket? We looked at the investments. We're doing a portfolio analysis. And then we're going to test their plan based on their goals. And guess what? When they come back in a couple weeks and we go through all this, they're going to see where they stand, have an idea of what their success rate would be if they were to retire based on their goals. And look at some options for them. I mean, this is what it's about. It's. I like to say too, it's a way to hopefully reduce your stress, because now you're providing clarity to your plan. If you want to take advantage of what I call the complete customized retirement plan, we'll do the Social Security analysis, everything, soup to nuts. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you want to schedule a time with me, again, you go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Stick around, because coming up, I'm going to get into some more ideas about tax planning as well as how does it impact your estate and your family. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want any of the information, I know we've offered a number of different things today. We offered the Social Security decision, the overall income planning packet. We talked about that. Creating income you can't outlive, as opposed to getting to a number. This 1.8 million Schwab study that said, hey, if you can get to 1.8, the average worker thinks if you can get to 1.8 million in savings and investments, you're ready to retire. Now, I said you have to be careful, because There is no amount of money that you guarantee you a certain level of income, and it may not apply to everyone. So we ought to be careful. So I offered that income planning pack at the Social Security's Decisions, the Income and Budget Worksheet, which is a really nice worksheet. You can download it, or we can send it to you. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, and included the tax ideas, getting to tax-free. Again, imagine creating all the income you need throughout your lifetime, if you're married, throughout your spouse's lifetime, and then trying to get as much of it tax-free. And then we're going to talk into this too, passing it on to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner, and them getting it as possible, as much of it tax-free. This is good stuff. That's your legacy. So I want to talk a little bit about that as well. But as I said, if you want any of that information, if you want to customize, let us know. The other comment I want to make about this whole tax planning versus tax preparation, you know, we've come through, it's tough. I mean, it's tough for me. I don't know about you, but, you know, April 15th, I typically mail my, because I'm always up to the last day, because it's just always, I'm always cutting another check. It's painful. But the other thing I would say is that for anyone that mails it, you need to get a receipt. You need to do it. Certified mail. The IRS will come back in many cases. I've seen it happen. They tried to do it to me twice and said, oh, you didn't mail it on time. That's a penalty. No, I did, and I have the certified. So just an aside, so you know. And it was a significant penalty they wanted to hit me with. So when we talk about that, let's not have this rear view mentality, or we're not going to look at it for another year. There's things that we can be doing this year. We're 4 months in, roughly, you know, into the year. We have still, you know, just past the first quarter, whatever you want to say, another 8 months. Should we switch to doing Roth 401ks? Can we still contribute to Roth IRAs? Should we consider that? Even if you set up a systematic contribution, you can set up a Roth IRA at Fidelity in 5 minutes. I did it with some clients the other day. They came in and they said, we were having trouble doing it online because I wanted them to get it done before. This was before the tax filing date of the 15th to do 2023. So I said, okay, let's do it. So can we help? Because they had questions. So we sat down. I'm telling you, 5 minutes we had their Roth IRA set up. Again, you can go to Schwab. I like Fidelity, Fidelity.com, but and set up these accounts. You can set up a systematic contribution if you want to do $100 a month, $500 a month. I'm a big fan of systematic contributions. I mean, how many of you opened your 401k after 30 years of working and said, wow, this is nice, or 25 years? Because it started at zero. And so, you know, these are things that we can do and incorporate into our planning. I said procrastination is the biggest obstacle, because if you don't do it, it's not getting done. And there's been studies that have been done that show some of us are chronic procrastinators. I think it was like 30%. In fact, it was Professor Ferrero from Loyola. I read that before. I have that information somewhere. But let's stop procrastinating. Let's not have this, again, tax preparation versus tax planning. I like to say, you know, something you do every April, well, that's tax preparation. Tax planning is something that you start to do these things today. You start to take action. You're looking down the road, not in the rearview mirror, right? So these are just some ideas, and that's why I offer this report, because I can't get into every single idea. You know, maybe you can use four or five of them. I've said before, you can do Roth IRA contributions, Roth 401k contribution, or Roth conversions. Those are three separate things, totally independent of each other. You do those, and there's more. So again, just get the information, start to incorporate this into your planning. I think it's one of the most overlooked areas. Let me make another comment and pivot into some estate planning stuff, because the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, by the way, and that really kind of applies to this too. And let me offer that number one more time. If you want the tax strategies as well as the income planning packet, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, and request it, or email me. I'll help you out. But with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act right now, 2025, you'll file 2024, of course, next year. Then 2025 is the last year. Tax rates are at a 40-year low. They will go back up to the tax brackets of 2017, because that's when the law was passed. So you potentially could go into higher tax brackets. It could even get worse than that. We don't know. And so how can we minimize this? In addition to that, keep in mind, the estate tax, federal estate taxes will go back to levels. Like, I think they're going to be halved. So how does that impact you? And I've had a number of meetings. Let's talk about, for example, this was an interesting one in Illinois. The estate tax exemption is a little different than the federal estate tax. But again, these are opportunities where this might apply to you. The estate tax threshold in Illinois is $4 million. This means if you die and your estate is less than $4 million, and this is separate from probate, by the way. If your estate is $100,000 or you own real property, I'm quoting the attorney, you could be exposed to probate. Those assets will go through probate. That's why we talk about having a trust. But there's another layer to this, okay, which is this estate tax. The estate won't owe anything. If your estate is worth more than $4 million, though, there's a progressive estate tax. This is the beauty of this, and that's called sarcasm. If you go to $4 million and a dollar, it's not I owe on a dollar. It's now that whole $4 million gets pulled in. And I'm looking at this Illinois estate tax. It's showing what you would owe if you were at $4 million, right over $4 million. Roughly, it looks like you'd owe about $240,000, somewhere between $240,000 and $290,000. So imagine that. Your kids get your $4 million, and they say, you need it. State of Illinois says you owe us $300,000. Sell something, liquidate something. You owe us a check. I think it's 9 months you have to pay, certainly on the federal level. Here's the other rub to this. It's not portable between spouses. Now, the federal estate tax exemption is. What do I mean by that? What I mean is if a spouse passes away and they have not preserved the exemption, you've just lost one of the exemptions. It is gone. So in other words, if your estate is worth $6 million and a spouse passes away, there's only $4 million left. And that means $2 million now, really more than $2 million is exposed to federal estate tax. By the way, life insurance is included in that. All your IRAs, add it all up. And so you need to be aware of some of these things. This is why when I talk about planning these things and putting things in place today, it's not just about getting to $1.8 million. It's just not about growing a pile of money. There's other things that come into play. So when we talk about having a living trust, guess what? A trust preserves the exemption at the first death. So now it can hold that exemption. And there's more to it than this, but I just want you to be aware of it. Now each one of you has $4 million, those of you who are married, $4 million each. You preserve $8 million. By the way, if you're able to preserve that first exemption, that goes estate tax-free to your children and grandchildren forever. So we just need to be aware of what are we doing. So when we do estate planning, I've been a big proponent of it. We have an attorney that does it. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't want to admit it. No, but it's been a long time. And I've said this before. I worked with an attorney years ago who said if you have a home and a bank account, you should have a trust. I agree with that statement. You also have to look at powers of attorney, medical and financial powers of attorney. I call it the six essential documents. There's more to it. You want a pour over will. And this is something we incorporate to our plan. I'm not the attorney, but I'm pretty insistent on you and someone having it in place, right? You have a retirement account, and I'm helping you with it. I'm managing it for you. And then as you're incapacitated, you know, unless there's a power of attorney in place, that asset's frozen. There's a living probate. So your spouse cannot access it. Try to call your spouse's IRA company or 401k company. There is no chance they're going to talk to you. Unless you have a power of attorney. So now you can have assets frozen during your lifetime, not just after. That's why I talk about the six essential documents. It's a necessity. I have a problem if someone doesn't have them in place and I'm working with them. I will bug you until you do it. How about that? And we can get it done, through us, or if you can do it. I had someone who has at work, they offered, get it done. Let's get it done. You can have it inside of a month. Anyway, didn't want to go off. I just want you to be aware of all of these things that maybe are asleep, these problems that are asleep that we know. But what happens if tax rates go up in the future? What happens, with longevity, inflation, all of these things, the market? We just want to have a plan. That's why I talk about being complete. I'll offer that. I should have offered it with the other stuff in the beginning. We have what we call the retirement roadmap. It gets into all of these areas. I kind of call it the checklist or the blueprint for a retirement plan. I'll get that out to you along with these supporting documents. The retirement roadmap, 5 simple steps to a stress-free retirement is what I say. If you want that information, we'll get it out to you as well. And if you want to schedule a time, throw everything in a box. Come on in. We'll do a plan for you, for your situation. You will walk out of here with an analysis. You will walk out of here. A Social Security analysis, a portfolio analysis, tax ideas, getting to tax-free, and reviewing your trust and your estate plan. This is about being complete. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. As always, I hope this has been helpful, giving you a few ideas that will make a difference in your retirement plan. We'll be back next Sunday, as we are every Sunday at 7 a.m. here on AM 720 on This Week in Wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.